to our morning contemporary time. Give me just one moment as I ensure that everything is working and I can share this with hopefully our groups. So it says I am live, which is good. I want to where am I at now? So I apologize for one second as I get to the right page. And I want to John, I'm not getting it right now, so stop. Okay. I've gotta get used to this again. My bad. There we go. You're in a group. I want to share in Bethany. And I want to share in Evanswood, if I can find it. There we go. Okay. So there we go. We're posted and we should be sharing. So welcome as we gather on this snowy day. We've actually canceled church as a result of all of the activities outside, and we're glad that you're celebrating and watching with us, and we've attempted now, so now that I figured that out, we can go on a little bit. Let's see, Wednesday night, Bible study. We're going to be celebrating in the book of Habakkuk. We'll be looking at chapter 2. We're having dinner that night. I forgot what we're having.
Stuffed cabbage.
Stuffed cabbage. All right. John from the back gave me the heads up there, so we're doing stuffed cabbage. Got a lot of activities coming up, and we're grateful that you can celebrate with us. A lot of things to pray about. We're going to be looking at a scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 through verse 17, and talk a little bit about that in just a few moments. Before we do that, let's see, what else is coming up in the life of the church? We had our men's breakfast yesterday morning, great time of fellowship. There was about 10 of us at Hope Crossing. They continue to do that, rotating every month, so we're grateful for that time. Let's see, snowy day, be careful out there. Enjoy the snowfall, enjoy it, relax, but we're broadcasting live for you that you can celebrate God's goodness. So, join us in this moment as we celebrate in a song. And today, I brought to you three new songs. So hopefully those will pan out for you and you'll enjoy the music. But thank you for celebrating with us. Brand new song by David Leonard. you this morning. You, God, are the God of this place. Father, I know that we've come this morning just to celebrate and to broadcast your message. Father, I know that we basically ask everyone to stay at home and be safe and enjoy the message from home. God, we just know that you are the God of this place. And God, you are the God of our space. May I add that, Father, that not only are you the God of this place, you are the God of our personal space. And Father, I just pray that you would inhabit the life of people today. Not only the people that are working today, not only the people that are out plowing and the people that are responding, Father, that you would be the God of our place. And Father, that you would bless those far and near. Father, I'm praying for the people of Kentucky and Tennessee with the massive flooding that they're facing this morning. God, here, another opportunity, another major disaster that is heading their way. Father, I just pray that you will keep the people safe. Father, I pray that you will just bless your people today. Bless Pastor Salim. Bless the Pentecostal Church in Kangoma, Father, who is reaching out and needs funds. Father, I pray that you will supply and be the God of their space and their place. Father, I pray for Pastor Salim. I pray for the church. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that they would be saved today. And I'm thankful that John and I could be here in this place to celebrate your word. Now, Father, inhabit this place and bless us as we gather in your name. Father, I want to give you thanks and praise for my safe travel, for John's safe travel today, that we can enjoy this fellowship together. And I pray for Mark as he is away, God, that you will bless his family. I pray for Pastor Brent and Glenn as they celebrate a word today, for Pastor Tom, for the multitudes, God, keep them safe and keep your word alive and active. And Father, we'll just bless your name at all times and let your praise continually be upon my mouth. And I'll thank you, for you are the God. Anywhere, everywhere that I go, you are there. Father, and I'm grateful for that today. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. In our prayer time this morning, I ask that you keep my lovely wife in your prayer, Beth, as she recuperates. Roxanne, who is at home recuperating. Charlotte. We want to keep Suzanne in our prayers. We want to keep Shirley White, who is still in the hospital. Kathy, who is back in the hospital for blood pressure issues. Judy and Jackie, and a multitude of needs that we have amongst us, that we just trust God to answer every single one of the needs. I bring you a scripture this morning. Paul is talking to Timothy in chapter 3, verse 10. And he says to Timothy, you, Timothy, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, and persecution and suffering. He's saying to Timothy, listen, you know all about me. You know everything about me. And he says, you know what kind of things have happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet, Paul says to Timothy, the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. He's trying to say to Timothy, listen, you're going to go through some difficult times. You're going to go through persecution, he said, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And he's summing all of this up. And he closes this thought, and he says, for that reason, all Scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Final charge to Timothy, and he goes on a little bit further, and we'll explore that a little bit in just a moment. Before we go to prayer, we want to invite the Lord's blessings through a song. God, we just want to exalt you. Not only do we sense your presence in this place, we sense your presence working in the lives of people. Father, I just sense your Holy Spirit moving now in those who are watching and those who are listening. God, may your presence fill their place. Father, as we exalt your name today, we recognize, Father, that you are omnipotent. Father, we recognize your presence, omniscient. Father, we just know that you are God, and we want your glory to fill this place. We want your glory to fill our lives. We want to exalt you, God, for you are wonderful, majestic, and holy. And Father, I just pray for every ear that has an ear to hear, let them hear the glory that fills this place. Let your glory rest upon your people today, God. Let your presence fill their lives. Father, if they are carrying something today, the weight of this world, the weight of depression, the weight of anxiety, the weight of chains that have locked them down, Father, let this glory leave this place and be upon them today, that you will release them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. If they're carrying it, God, that you would just allow them that release. Father, I pray for Charlotte, who is at home, and I continue to lift her up, Father, in these long days and the long hours, Father, that you will bless her. I pray for Suzanne, who is going through treatment and different things. God, I pray that your Spirit would rest upon her, that you would bless her, that you would touch her, and you would touch Louie, God. I pray for Shirley this morning. Father, whatever is going on in her mind, in her life, and in her heart, God, that you would just anoint her, Father, in the power of Jesus' name. God, that there would be healing in her life from the vertigo of whatever she has going on. I pray for Kathy that you would elevate that blood pressure, God, that you would bring it back to normal. Father, that you would give her the strength she needs to keep pressing on. I pray for her sister Silver, who is having challenges from the difficulties. God, anoint her today. Be with Debbie, her sister. God, give them peace today. I pray for Judy and Jackie, God, as they are at home and possibly watching, let your Spirit rest upon them. I pray for Roxanne that you'll continue to provide the healing that she needs. I pray for Beth as we have got her into the next phase and removed some of the bandages. God, just give her rest this morning. Give her your anointing and give her strength, Father, as she continues to move forward from the surgery. God, that you would bless her. Now, Father, I pray that your Spirit would rest upon Mark as he is celebrating the loss of his uncle. God, I pray that you will bring peace to his family. In this time of grief, God, as they celebrate the loss of a life, God, maybe they're not celebrating, maybe they're grieving, whatever. God, I pray your anointing upon Mark, his mom, and his family. Be near to them, God. Wrap them in your arms of love. Bless them, Father, through this difficult time. I pray for Brent and Glenn as they celebrate a word this morning, that you'll be in that word. You'll be in their conversation, and they're celebrating today. I pray for Pastor Tom and Mary, God, that you will bless Chippewa Valley. Pray for Bethany, God, for the people of God that are watching, that you will pour out your Spirit upon them. For Pastor Salim and Kenya, God, I pray for the Pentecostal church. I pray for our friends and family, far and near, that today, God, your Spirit would rest upon them. Father, maybe somebody's watching right now that's carrying something. Maybe right now, Father, I extend a hand and I ask, God, for those that are watching, those that are listening, Father, that you would give them grace and glory. Whatever, God, is happening in their life, Holy Spirit, right now, we speak the name of the Holy Spirit, and we speak the name of Jesus and ask for your anointing upon every need that we can sense right now. Father, whether it be physical or spiritual, give them your touch this morning. Well, thank you and praise you for this word. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, what word this morning? You know, we live in a time where we're not sure. There's so many reiterations of scriptures. There's so many thoughts about scriptures. But I want to focus on this contemporary idea that we need to have truth in our life. We need to have understanding, and we need to understand the power of Scripture. That there is only one Word of God, whether it comes in an NIV, New American Standard, Revised Standard Version, the King James Version, New Oxford English Translation, whatever it is one Word. It is the Word of God. And today we need to recognize there is no other Word except the Word of God. This Word is part of the canon. It's been proved over and over again. There is proof that it exists and that this is truly the Word of God. It is infallible. It is inerrant. It doesn't have error. And it is truly inspired of God. And Paul is telling Timothy, he says, now look. And we can almost put this in a word for you and I. You can almost say in this word, Jim, however you know my teachings, my way of life, my person, my patience and all, and you know what kinds of things have happened to me. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted, while evers and imposters will go about from bad to worse. But you, Jim, continue in what you have learned and what you have been convinced of. Because, Jim, you know that those from whom you learned it, I've learned under great scholars, I've learned under great theologians, and I've learned through Anderson University and Rochester College and now Ashland Theological Seminary. And I've had great people pouring into my life. And Paul is saying to Timothy, like to me, but Jim, continue in what you learned and what you are convinced of. And that, Jim, you know from Ephesus what has been revealed in the Holy Scripture, what God has made wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And then he says, oh, by the way, Jim, remember, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that Jim may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, I know I switched that a little bit, but that's what we need to hear this morning. We need to hear the power of God's Word and bring it to life in our own life. We need to recognize that God is pouring into Timothy through Paul. And God is pouring into you, and God is pouring into me. That this Word must become life in us. That we must recognize that we have a strong heritage of faith. Wherever we have gone, whatever journey we've been upon, God knows that journey. And today there is one Scripture that is revealed in our life. It is the power of this Word. Paul's telling Timothy, now look, you're going to go through some things. Paul is already revealing what is to come to pass, that Timothy is going to face persecution. He may face faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, and suffering. Paul said that, I've got a thorn in my flesh that I prayed to God 3 times to remove it, and God hasn't done that, but His grace is sufficient. Paul is telling Timothy, look, I've been on this journey, and I know what will take place, and I entrust to you the power of God's Word, that if you face heavy snowfall, that you're going to be careful. If you face challenges on the road, you're going to be cautious. If you face challenges in life, you're going to think about it, and you're going to pause, and you're going to walk through persecution, but you're going to walk through it with your head lifted high, knowing that He is the author and perfecter of our faith, and that the Word of God is true, and that it is useful, and that God is going to teach us, He's going to rebuke us, He's going to correct us, He's going to train us in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God wants every good thing to come out of you. For all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Paul is encouraging Timothy, he's encouraging you, and he's encouraging me that we're going to face these challenges. We're going to make decisions about closing the church and doing different things, but God still wants us to hear the Word of God. It is powerful today. And God wants you to be equipped for every good work. He wants to pour into your life as Paul poured into Timothy. He wants to mirror up with you. He wants to mentor you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to pour into your life. And we just need to open this life. Let God funnel into us the power of His Word. Let the Holy Spirit rest upon you. And let Scripture be the power of what we know today. And it is true that Scripture is powerful. It is the Word of God from cover to cover. It is the story of His salvation. It is the blessing of the history of the children of Israel, but now it is the history of Jews and Gentiles and all of us together, that we may celebrate the Word of God. So I encourage you today, whatever you're facing, be convinced of this, that whatever God has poured into you, that it will remain, and the Holy Scriptures will be able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And that is what Paul is encouraging the church today, not only Timothy, but you and I, that understand what has been poured into you is true. And the Holy Scriptures want to reveal that, the power of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Well, may God equip you today for every good work. May God pour into your life the power of this word that He gave to Timothy. And hopefully you'll have a few minutes in a little while, about 11 o'clock. We're going to cue it up again, and we're going to celebrate the message today with some scriptures and some word. And we're going to continue on just like we have everyone here. And John and I are going to cue it up and bless the Lord at 11 o'clock. So join us at that time. But until that, may God bless you with whatever you're doing, whatever your hands are about. We pray this in His holy name. We're going to close this time with a song and then get ready for our 11 o'clock. Bless the Lord.